旅游业类 6.5 至9分范文。旅游类范文一。
Some people argue that there is no need for tourists to follow the customs and behaviors of local people. Others, however, believe that problems will occur if tourists do not follow them. Discuss both these views and give your own opinion.
Today, travel is an important part of individual and family life. However,People have different opinions about whether tourists should follow the local customs and behaviors. Some people believe the tourists should keep their own behavior and customs when they travel in other countries. These people think of tourists as consumers whose trips contribute significantly to the tourism industry in the destination countries or regions and create many jobs in local businesses. The tourists should therefore be respected and valued as customers.There is no need for them to follow the rules in the place that they visit. Also, it may be inconvenient if tourists follow the behaviors and customs of the local residents. Tourists tend to know little about a foreign country's customs before they stay in the country for a while. It would be unreasonable for the locals to expect tourists to behave like themselves. However, many other people are opposed to this view. They think that tourists who do not follow the local way of life,tend to make serious mistakes, which may cause tension and conflict between the guests and the hosts. For example, if an Asian tourist traveling in a Western country did not follow the local custom and leave a tip after having a meal in a local restaurant, the waiter or waitress would become very upset. In fact, if tourists follow the customs and behavior of the local people, they can experience the local cultures and lifestyles more deeply and understand them better.Which is the primary goal of many overseas trips. In my opinion, travellers should respect the cultural identity of the local society while being allowed to hold on to their own, which can make both the hosts and the guests feel respected and valued.
旅游类范文二。
Some people think that cultural traditions are destroyed when they are used as money-making attractions aimed at tourists. Others believe that is the only way to save these traditions. Discuss both these views and give your own opinion.
As travel costs become more affordable and long-distance passenger transport is more efficient today,Many people travel to other parts of their countries or foreign countries to enjoy the local cultural traditions. Some people argue that cultural traditions should not be used as money-making attractions to promote tourism. It is obvious that the tourists and the local people tend to have different understandings of the traditions. As a result, the commercialization of cultural traditions such as folk music, folk dance, traditional ceremonies, and festivals,is likely to change these traditions because the local people want to make them more appealing to the visitors. Also, over the process of using their own traditions to meet tourists' expectations, the local residents' cultural identity and values may be eroded or even completely lost. By contrast, many others believe that commercialization of cultural traditions is the only way to save them.With the tax revenue generated by cultural tourism, the local government can fund more educational programs in schools, libraries, and museums, which can help young people to learn more about the traditions. Turning cultural traditions into commodities can also benefit the local people individually. They will pay more attention to the preservation of the traditional lifestyles, arts, and entertainment, because that can bring them more job opportunities,and help them to achieve higher standards of living. My own opinion is that cultural tourism can contribute to local economic growth and make local people appreciate their traditions more. What is important in developing cultural tourism is to ensure that traditions are not reduced or changed dramatically to conform to the expectation of tourists who are not familiar with the local lifestyles or values.
旅游类范文三。
Today more people are traveling than ever before. Why is this the case? What are the benefits of traveling for the traveler?
Today more people enjoy traveling than ever before. I will discuss the causes of this trend and the benefits of traveling for travelers. There are several causes of the rapid increase in the number of people traveling. On average, people have higher disposable incomes and more leisure time than before. The combination of these two factors leads to a rising demand for leisure travel services. Economic and trade globalization has also made it necessary for more business people to travel to other parts of the world. At the same time, the development of transport networks and the competition in the transport industry, especially between airline companies, have made transport more affordable. The wider variety of accommodation options can also help people to easily find accommodation well suited to their travel budgets when they plan their trips. As a result, nowadays, more people than ever before can travel to places that they could not afford to visit in the past, conveniently and comfortably. Traveling can bring psychological, intellectual, or even financial benefits to travelers. Many people work or study long hours and lead stressful lives today. By traveling, they can escape from busy daily schedules for some time and relax. Traveling is also a good family bonding activity if people travel with their family members. Moreover, traveling helps people to see other cultures firsthand. Travelers can learn about local customs, history, and even simple words and phrases in the local language. The stereotypes or misunderstandings that they have about the local culture and local people can be reduced or eliminated by this knowledge. For business travelers, traveling to places to have talks or negotiations can help them to build trust and cooperation with their business partners, which brings them financial benefits. In conclusion, the combination of a wide range of economic and social factors has helped more people to benefit from traveling. International tourism has become a huge industry in the world. Some people argue that the problems caused by international tourism outweigh the benefits. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
Some people believe that the rapidly growing international tourism industry brings more harm than benefits. I disagree with them. Complaints about international tourism are mainly concerned with the environmental damage it may cause, such as the carbon emissions resulting from international air travel, and the litter left by crowds of irresponsible international tourists at places of attraction. However, the strict environmental standards imposed on long-distance flights, the environmental education campaigns directed at international tourists, and the heavy fines against tourists' polluting behaviours have significantly reduced the ecological impact of international tourism. As for the concern that international tourism may result in travellers' disrespect for the local culture or tension between tourists and locals, I seriously question its legitimacy. With the help of international travel websites such as Lonely Planet and TripAdvisor and guidebooks, international tourists can make well-informed decisions in selecting their destinations. Also, they spend large amounts of money and energy on overseas trips for sightseeing, relaxation, or entertainment. These tourists tend to value the opportunities to explore the local culture firsthand and to communicate with local people in the destinations that they have carefully chosen. At the same time, international tourism can bring obvious economic and culture benefits to tourist destinations. It creates jobs in the local hospitality industry and transport industry, and increases local people's incomes and government revenues. As a result, local governments and citizens would have more funds for the preservation of their cultural heritage, such as historic buildings and monuments. In conclusion, international tourism generates direct economic benefits for tourist destinations, which is also likely to benefit them socially and culturally, although it has also led to some environmental and cultural concerns. I believe the side effects of international tourism are decreasing, because international tourists today are better prepared for their trips than tourists were in the past, both ecologically and culturally. Nowadays, international tourism is the biggest industry in the world. Unfortunately, international tourism creates tension rather than understanding between people from different cultures. To what extent do you agree or disagree with this opinion?
The growth of tourism and the number of people travelling to other countries for their vacations has led to debate as to whether this is beneficial. I believe that there are many problems that arise out of the tourist industry and will examine these in detail. Many people argue that travel broadens the mind. However, this statement does not fully hold water. I would argue that spending a few weeks in another country is not long enough to gain a proper understanding of a foreign culture. A foreigner visiting Britain might be met with the traditional British reserve and mistakenly conclude that the British are unfriendly. Furthermore, some people are unwilling to open their minds. A Western traveller to an Arab country is unlikely to consider that the veiling of women is acceptable. Being a tourist in a foreign country brings with it problems that can lead to dislike of the native people. Firstly, a foreigner is vulnerable and is often ripped off by locals. Secondly, the language barrier can lead to misunderstandings. Thirdly, tourists are often hassled to buy goods, which can ruin a holiday. When I went to Bali, people tried to sell me something every 5 minutes, and this totally spoilt my sunbathing. Local people also often end up disliking foreigners. Visitors may mistakenly act contrary to local norms, or they may just be plain offensive. Global tourism can lead to hostility from the native people, who may feel their traditional way of life is under threat. Additionally, the relative wealth of the foreign visitors can cause envy and resentment. In conclusion, I would say that I largely agree with the argument that global tourism creates misunderstanding between people from different cultures, and that the differences are often a cause for conflict rather than celebration.